Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Be Radiant Radio. You are made of light and you are made to shine. Positive, uplifting, and helpful. Welcome to the show where you'll get informational and inspirational ideas on how to unleash your potential, get what you want in life, and shine like you're meant to.
Hi, and welcome to Be Radiant Radio. It's Angela Loeb, and I appreciate your tuning in today. As part of the Continuing Career Goals series, I'm going to ask you a question today. What else? And I've got two angles for this question. First, I want to ask, what else can you do besides what others in your field can do? In other words, what else can you do that makes you stand out? You know, you have career assets, and I usually define these as your skills, knowledge, experience, and your natural talents. And determining your skills, now that's a pretty easy place to start. Skills are those things that you're very likely required to get some sort of training for, or maybe you teach yourself. According to the dictionary, a skill is proficiency, facility, or dexterity that's acquired or developed through training or experience. So learning to read, learning to type, learning to use a software program on a computer, these are all learned, applied skills. On the other hand, talents are innate. They're more natural. The dictionary defines talent as a marked innate ability, a natural endowment or ability of a superior quality. And if you're like most people, it's hard to step back and look at yourself from an objective point of view and determine what your natural talents are. And why is that? Because, well, your natural talents were always there. Even as a child, you probably started to show your natural talents, and you probably take them for granted because they're so much a part of you. You're in the skin you're in, and it's sometimes hard to look at yourself from outside and understand that. But think about the things which come very easily to you. You might even have trouble understanding why it is that sometimes it's so easy for you but hard for someone else. Now, it's important to distinguish skills from natural talent. You have these raw natural talent, and you're really, you know, maybe you never developed skills for those, so you might just have this natural talent in its raw state. You might learn skills without having a natural raw talent, okay? Like, you could type, and you can learn to type, and it could just be simply a skill. Or you could be someone who's so proficient and naturally talented with using finger dexterity, manual dexterity, that you type very fast, very accurately. So that would show a natural talent as well as a skill. So you could have skill without talent. You can have talent without skill. And you can have both the talent and the skill. Like, you could have a knack for picking up computer programming languages, or any languages, actually. And this is just not the same, though, as simply taking a course and learning the skill. Now, to demonstrate the difference between skill and talent, because hopefully that abstract description really helped, but just in case you need some examples, the difference between skill and talent, and you can show how they're so intrinsic to each other, let's look at music. Now, I always like to go to use Miles Davis. I like to use Miles Davis. He was like, his album Kind of Blue was like the best-selling jazz album of all time. Awesome stuff. So he had this natural musical talent, but he didn't actually begin taking trumpet lessons until he was 13 years old. That's why he was, you know, so he had natural talent, and then he started training that natural talent. He started getting skills for that natural talent. And by age 33, these well-developed musical skills really, you know, led to that release of that album, Kind of Blue. Now, he had to learn how to read, and he had to learn how to write music, make arrangements, play, you know, his instrument. These were skills that he used to develop his natural talent. So that's an example of what I mean about them being sometimes intrinsically related. I also like to use the example, I always go back to using my own daughter as an example. When she was really young, in fifth grade, she started taking basketball, went to basketball camp during the summer, and the coach was remarking about how this natural talent she had for such a long, lanky, tall body, she was able to control herself really well, learn the dribbling skills, the shooting skills. So she was really good at this naturally. But, you know, if this is not something that she ever wanted to develop skills further, take it further. She didn't get a scholarship to college or anything like that. She just played it for a while, and so she had a natural talent that never developed into a career. So sometimes we do this, right? Here's one more example. You can learn the mechanics of writing, which is a skill, spelling, grammar, sentence diagramming, if you want to go that far. But writing talent is more than simply being able to use the skills that you might learn in primary school. You know, it's the innate ability to tell a story in a captivating way or to turn a simple statement really cleverly into something more elegant and poetic. So that writing talent versus writing skill. Author and screenwriter Julie Gray, speaking of writers, once made a great observation about talent. I love this quote. She said, quote, "While I do believe talent is inborn from day one, it does need to be identified and groomed. If Michael Phelps, he's the famous swimmer, if he had grown up in a Bedouin family with no access to a swimmable body of water, perhaps his talent would have never blossomed into more than a great eye for a distant oasis," end quote. Love that. Okay, so here's the second what else question. One more what else question. It's a different angle. And I want you to consider this. And it's, what else can you do with your talent outside of your regular concept of a job using that talent? If you aren't already using your full potential in your job, you can certainly be fully engaged in your life by using your talent wherever you can, right? So you can maybe not get a job being a basketball player, but you can still enjoy yourself and play basketball with your friends, right? So that's a very simple example. But for many of us, we hold out the hope that there's this way for us to marry our unique talents with our career. I talk to people almost every day about this. They call me saying, I want more meaning and purpose. I want to use my talent in my career. And, you know, there are many people who have done this so successfully. They're the examples. We hold them up to the light and say, we want to be like that, right? Pablo Picasso was able to earn a great living from his art. Robert De Niro, he can certainly pick and choose whatever films he wants to make. If you're living a creative if you're like a creative type, you ought to check out the book Creating a Life Worth Living by Carol Lloyd. She talks about using your talent in your job. And in it, she makes the observation that, quote, some individuals seduced by the illusion of security and comfort become slaves to their day jobs and lose track of their original creative intention. Others live with intolerable, low-wage day jobs, sacrificing so much for their art that they cease to have lives, end quote. And she's so right. This is what happens. She says that if you're stuck in a day job that's preventing your creative growth, she suggests cashing in on your, quote, compulsions, your obsessions, and your playing bad habits. She gives an example of a performance artist who loved to do research on bizarre topics for his art. When he could have been, like, at work or looking for a job, he would spend hours in the library. He finally figured out that his talent and passion for researching, it translated to something he could use for, quote, an art-friendly day job. He ended up designing and teaching seminars on grant writing for artists, grant writing for nonprofits, and how to get scholarships for college. So this is a way for him to marry this. So let's step back for a second, too, and talk. We've been talking about skills and talents, but let's talk about passion and interest and how you might be able to use it outside the usual way. What else might you do, right? What else could you do that isn't the way it might always be? For example, here's what I mean. A former colleague of mine was once working with a client on his resume, and this guy had always loved film. He loved going to the movies, and he was practically, like, obsessed with movies. And he said to himself at some point, if I could get paid to watch movies all day long, that would be heaven. And guess what he did? He actually did consider the real possibilities. What else could he do outside the norm? And he answered the question, what else, and he became a film critic. And same thing with another guy who asked what else. His passion, his interest was history. And he asked, what could he do to get, like, if he could get paid to read history books for all day long, that would be his version of heaven. and he had a talent. His voice was a good voice, and he put his interest and his talent together, and he got a job reading history textbooks aloud. So audio textbooks for the blind and sight impaired students. So I ask you, what else can you do that you've not considered before? All right. So that's enough food for thought for today. Before I close, let me thank you again for spending a few minutes with me ruminating about career and pondering the question, what else? This is very esoteric but very important, right, as we move forward and look for meaning and purpose. And if you're curious about my services, you want maybe some help figuring this out for yourself, you can, of course, work with me. I have this, and I do other programs. I have articles, books. You can check all that out by going to my About page. Just use AngelaLoeb.com to find me. And so that's it. Thank you so much. I appreciate your being with me. And until next time, I'm going to encourage you, like I always say, to keep on shining like you're meant to.